Thank you very much. And I now give the floor to China, followed by Iceland.
Madam Chair, High Commissioner, dear colleagues, good morning. At present, the global refugee situation remains complex and serious. The number of forcibly displaced persons is rising, and we have a huge gap of funding for international humanitarian work. Human beings live in a community of shared future, and collective response is needed for the refugee crisis, and countries responsible for the problem in particular should provide more support to refugees. China attaches great importance to international cooperation on refugee issues. For a number of years in a row, we have been providing support and contribution to UNHCR. The new round of $800,000 of voluntary contribution has been provided to UNHCR. The private sector of China has also provided enormous contribution to UNHCR. China is leveraging the UN Global Fund for Development and South-South Cooperation to provide assistance to refugees in Congo, Zimbabwe, and Afghanistan and Angola, as well as the IDPs and returnees there. China has already decided to provide $1.5 million to UNHCR to provide assistance to refugees in Rohingya in Bangladesh, and the first installment of the fund has been dispersed. The Global Fund for Development and South-South Cooperation is an important step for global development initiatives focusing on small but beautiful livelihood projects. China welcomes the active use of this platform by UNHCR and other parties for practical cooperation so as to inject momentum to advancing the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals and resolving the global refugee crisis. China will continue to deepen its cooperation with UNHCR, provide necessary assistance and support, and play a greater role in addressing the global refugee issue. Thank you.